The New Jersey Council of the Blind, Chronicle, October 2013. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. We thank John Hart of AudioVision and our webmaster, Dave Casterline, for their contributions to the Chronicle. The NJCB Chronicle is also available on Newsline. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation. Tax-deductible donations should be sent to the treasurer of NJCB. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter or membership information, should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcounciloftheblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by December 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. The NJCB officers are President Larry Morgan, 53 Pullman Avenue, Hamilton, NJ, 08619. Phone 609-588-5012. First Vice President Frank Schack, phone 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa, phone 732-596-9675. Secretary Ottilie Lucas, phone 609-882-2446. And Treasurer Bob Lucas, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638, phone 609-882-2446. And that's the end of that article. Meeting notice. The next quarterly meeting of NJCB will be on Saturday, October 26, 2013. It will be hosted by the members at large at Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. It is access link accessible, and the cross street is Convery Boulevard. The meeting begins with lunch at noon. The meeting is from 1 to about 4 p.m. The cost for lunch is $5. Contact Joyce Soa at 732-596-9675 to let them know you are coming. Directions. Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Cross Street, Convery Boulevard. Take Route 1 to Route 287. Take 287 South ramp to NJ 440/Interstate 95/Raritan Center/Perth Amboy. Merge onto 287 South. Continue onto 440 North. Exit onto US 9 North. Take New Brunswick Avenue exit toward Perth Amboy / Fords. Turn left at County Road 616, New Brunswick Avenue. End of article. President's Message. Summer is gone and autumn is upon us. Wow, what happened? I was just getting used to the summer weather. On a more serious note, I was saddened by the passing of our longtime member and friend, Bob Rindt. I know I speak for the entire membership of the New Jersey Council of the Blind when I offer my deepest sympathy to his widow, Lauren Casey, his immediate family and friends. We will keep them in our thoughts and prayers through these difficult days ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, our convention is a year away and we still haven't decided on a location. Due to the recent traveling difficulties experienced by our Middlesex County people, I have asked people to consider a possible Middlesex County location for the 2014 NJCB convention. Folks, time's a-wastin'. We need to hear from you. In addition to this, for our October 26th meeting, please consider the following. Convention theme, convention speakers, convention workshops. At the last two meetings, we discussed shopping for groceries and hiring of a driver, respectively. The participation was very encouraging, and our members provided excellent insights into these two very important activities. I'd like to close with the following poem. This is a little story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought that anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you in October. Larry Morgan, President, and that's the end of that article. Sign up now for the TBBC Fall Festival. Following are excerpts from the TBBC Summer Newsletter. Our Fall Festival for this year is October 12, 2013, at the Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, New Jersey. The State Library has again partnered with the Grounds for Sculpture to prepare a program for the day that we hope will be of interest to you. Here are a few words about our venue, the Grounds for Sculpture. It is an outdoor adventure in art where the pieces are accessible to everyone. The 35 acres are expertly adorned with sculptures nestled into the park's environment. J. Seward Johnson's work is worth the trip itself. The grounds staff has arranged for special tours for you. Also on this day, you are going to have an opportunity to hear from authors whose books TBBC has recorded for you over the last year. In addition, you will be able to participate in a unique conversation with Mary Jane Clark and an open discussion of her book, To Have and to Kill. Mary Jane Clark is the distinguished author of two series of suspense novels. She will share with us how she created the Wedding Cake Mystery series. The first novel in this series, To Have and to Kill, includes a character with macular degeneration. Mary Jane created this character with guidance from Audley Lucas, a TBBC member and the secretary of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. Audley's husband, Bob Lucas, volunteered to narrate the book for TBBC's audio recording. We will be discussing Ms. Clark's career and will have an open discussion of her book, To Have and to Kill. Visit Ms. Clark's website at www.maryjaneclark.com. Three workshops are planned, and we hope to have a number of vendors present to answer your questions. The Grounds for Sculpture is located at 18 Fairgrounds Road in Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619. Fall Festival Schedule at a Glance. 9 to 10, Registration and Vendors. 10 to 11, Visit with the Vendors or Choice of One Workshop. Altered Books, Memoir Writing, Park Tour, Poetry Workshop. 11 to 12, Keynote Speaker Mary Jane Clark. 12 to 1, Lunch and Vendors. Buy lunch and snacks all day at the Peacock Cafe. 1 to 2, Panel Discussion with New Jersey Authors. 2 to 3, Choice of One Workshop, Altered Books, Memoir Writing, Park Tour, Poetry Workshop. How to register and for more information. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013. With space limited for tours and workshops, TBBC will only be taking registration by telephone. Staff will be able to notify you as to the status of openings for workshops and tours. To register, please call 800-792-8322 with the information below. Your name, your address, your phone number. The total number of adults, including yourself and children, attending. Requests for a sighted guide or Spanish-speaking guide. Your choice of one morning and one afternoon workshop or tour. From altered books, memoir writing, park tour, or poetry workshop. And that's the end of that article. In Memoriam, Robert E. Bob Rent, 58, of Lawrenceville, passed away on August 15, 2013, at the Capital Health Medical Center, Hopewell, New Jersey. Born in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Bob was a longtime resident of Lawrenceville. He was employed with Advancing Opportunities as a receptionist. Bob enjoyed listening to country music, 60s and 70s rock music. Some of his hobbies included tandem bike riding and chair caning. Son of the late Joseph Rent, Bob is survived by his wife, Lauren Casey, his mother, Winifred Rent, his brother, Joe Rent, his sister, Donna Hayde, three nieces, one nephew, and numerous close friends. Memorial donations in Bob's memory can be made to the New Jersey Council of the Blind, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638, or the Seeing Eye, Incorporated, P.O. Box 375, Morristown, New Jersey, 07963, or to Capital Health Foundation, 433 Bellevue Avenue, 1st Floor, Trenton, New Jersey, 08618. And that's the end of that article. How do you do it? Larry Morgan has started a discussion period at the end of each meeting with a question. The question at the April 27th meeting was, how do you do your grocery shopping? Here are some of our comments and suggestions. 1. Make arrangements with store to get employee to help you shop. 2. Have one take you and assist. 3. Give someone a list. 4. Shop online. 5. Call the store with the order and have someone pick it up. 6. Recognize colors, labels, placement, etc. 7. Peapod is cheapest and connected with Stop and Shop. It can be used in conjunction with Telegrocer. Orders can be made by phone. 8. Can get emails with specials, etc. 9. Use Access Link or County Transit and get the clerk to assist in the store. 10. FYI, ShopRite has a $10 shopping charge plus shipping charge. 11. Different stores have delivery, pickup orders, etc., accommodations. 12. Get sale items from ads on AudioVision. 13. Home Health Aid does the shopping. 14. Have 3x5 cards with both print and braille for all items that you normally buy and give your shopper the cards for groceries needed that week. 15. Use the large cloth bags or backpacks. They fit more and are easier to carry. 16. Use grocery basket on wheels. And 17. Use the senior citizens shopping bus. And that's the end of that article. FYI, for your information. Following are excerpts from Matilda Ziegler magazine. There is a website that provides audio-described TV. It's called Blindy, B-L-I-N-D-Y, TV. Their website is www.blindy.tv. It provides 5 channels, comedy, drama, science fiction, brain, etc. Don't throw away your Braille magazines or books. Support blind children in Ghana. Ray Tyler is a volunteer transcriber who works with various schools in Ghana. She is accepting used Braille magazines and books. The students there, children and adults, desperately need more reading material of all kinds. If you subscribe to magazines from NLS or Reader's Digest from APH and would like to donate them after you're done reading them, Ray can send you labels with her address on them. You can retape the boxes, peel off the original label, and put on a new label with her address and send it off using Free Matter for the Blind. To request the labels or to communicate with Ray, send an email message to ghanaconnection@gmail.com. That's ghanaconnection@gmail.com. And that's the end of that article. Chapter reports. Garden State Guide Dog Users. Hello, everyone. We want to remember Bob Rent for his active contribution to GSGDU since its inception. Most recently, he served many years as our treasurer. Bob passed away on August 15, 2013. He will be truly missed. Our prayers are going out for Lauren Casey, his wife and president of GSGDU. Mercer County Association of the Blind. Hi, all. Summer is over, and we are back to our fall activities. We enjoy the NJCB picnic at Camp Happiness and the MCAB picnic at the Trenton Elks. President Larry Morgan, Secretary Ottilie Lucas, and Treasurer Bob Lucas attended the ACB conference and convention in Columbus, Ohio. It was very informative and enjoyable. We are getting our schedules filled up with monthly meetings, birthday celebrations, Christmas parties, and other enjoyable activities. We hope to see all of you at the NJCB quarterly meeting in October in Perth Amboy. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association. Excerpt from the July-August 2013 BCA newsletter. On Saturday, July 27th, the NJBCA hosted the quarterly meeting of the NJCB. Those in attendance enjoyed an outdoor barbecue picnic lunch. We are grateful to the members of the Middletown and Oceanport Lions Clubs who served our guests. Members of Camp Happiness's Crochet Club were delighted to learn their crocheted and knitted projects won a variety of ribbons at the Monmouth County Fair. Thanks to a generous gift from Mary Daler, one of our campers, a new wireless modem has been installed. This will make it possible for campers to access the Internet with their Nook, Kindle, laptop, or other portable devices. And that's the end of that article. Mark your calendar. Saturday, October 12, 2013. The Fall Book Festival will be held at the Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton. Check prior article for more details. Saturday, October 26, 2013. The quarterly meeting of NJCB will be at Grace Lutheran Church in Perth Amboy, hosted by the members at large. Check the meeting notice for details and directions. And that's the end of that article. Note, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. And that's the end of that article. And that's the end of the October 2013 New Jersey Chronicle.